This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Big town hall tonight in Yuba City, California. We'll be there. And talking about New California. Yeah, New California. I'm telling you, it's just it's the bee's knees, this New California business. Everybody's talking about it all over, even in Calico. Yermo. Calico, all over the place. In the Southwest, in particular. Flyers everywhere. At least that's what I'm getting. And, of course, I'm getting troop movements everywhere, which that's a little disturbing, isn't it? We've been hearing about this for a long time, and I guess it's no mistake in it that the troops are on the move and coming to protect our southern border, which is, of course, I opened up the last hour with this notion. It's not even a notion. It's a fact, Jack, that what we have in the Southwest is a crisis at the border in which there's an invasion. And all I know, it's just a couple of thousand real poor people that want a couple of thousand that are organized poor people, right? Right. And if you're buying that, I've got some swampland that I'm sure is full of gold in Florida. Right. And we can't quite get our arms around that one now, can we? No, we can't. We really, truly can't, because that's just not the truth. Anyway, so like I said, welcome aboard. Visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and got a lot of things going on. Yeah. Oh, anyway, the last hour, I'm sorry, get back to that thought. You know, we talked about the President of the United States. He has a responsibility, sworn oath to the Constitution to protect and defend, right? Well, there's a part of the Constitution where it has to guarantee that we are protected and defended as a nation. And one of them is, of course, provide a Republican form of government, which we do not have in California. Everybody understands it's a monoparty system. So the breakdown of Republicanism as a Republican form of representative government, not a we are not a democracy, by the way, this nation of ours. It's not. We're not a we are a republic. It's kind of interesting. We're trying to get that little thought in everybody's notion, in mind out there, that notion that we are a republic, not a democracy, right? We're a republic, not a democracy. Say again, répétez, s'il vous plaît. My French teacher used to say that. Répétez, s'il vous plaît. In other words, get your act together and say it again, class. So say it again. We are a republic, not a democracy. It's very, very important to understand that. There's no place in the Constitution where it says that we are a democracy, or the Bill of Rights, or in the Declaration of Independence. That's not what we are about. Democracies are dictatorships, and don't we have one in California? That's the point. We are guaranteed a Republican form of government. We're guaranteed freedom from invasion. And everything that this all looks like invasion, by the way, we've been getting reports about more military-type men coming across in these different caravans. There's now three distinct caravans from what we understand. There's a fourth that's forming. We also understand that. We're also understanding, and we've been talking about this for quite some time, that this invasion force coming in waves of, thousands of people. Estimated wave coming at us right now is 10,000. It's whittled down a little bit. 10,000. Second wave could be more than that. So waves of people. And by the way, William Longines, Fox News, all these people are all over this, by the way. And listening to some of the, we'll see if we can't play some of them. If they're still around, I like the way they take some of this stuff right off the air. You just can't, it's on there and then it's gone. We've noticed that. But over the weekend, they were starting to really bore down into the fact that these people are having to pay tens of thousands of dollars to be transported by the coyotes across the border. And because there's so much troop presence now, the price, the premium for coming across the border to pay the coyotes is going up. Greater risk, of course. But we'll get you across. Trafficking in human flesh and slavery is what this is. You have to get the money, transport them across the border, and once they come across the border, they're slaves. They'll find that they are money slaves. They're generating cash flow just by being there and being taken care of. Mm-hmm. That's what we refer to as trafficking, right? That's really big. I mean, all these people come across, these 10,000 people in the first wave coming across with anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per head. Think of that. But that's not the only thing. We pointed this out in the caravans themselves, that up front are the women and children, and 85% of the rest of the column behind them are men, military-aged men. And that's a consistent report that we're getting. And we're also getting a consistent report from the border. These are men that are very much skilled at weapons. Now, I wonder why that is. Well, the president knows that. That's why the military is there. This stupid notion, oh, they're just trying to come. Well, no. The women and children, maybe. Or maybe they're held hostages and they're being forced. It's a forced march for them to come forward like this and to be a party to this. You ever thought about that? That we know that there are people that are renting their children for money to be a part of this caravan. This is what was being reported. This stuff about the amount of money was being actually reported on Fox News. I was shocked to hear that. I was shocked. They're actually reporting the truth. Shocking. See, you guys who said we were crazy and all this other stuff for years about this, it's now out in the medium. It's all here. Yeah, it's no joke. And to see these people driving around their black Mercedes, making thousands, tens of thousands of dollars per month on children and It's sickening. But, you know, if you roll with the Democrats, that's what you get. Mm-hmm. Roll with the Democrats, that's what you get. That's just my play on everything. Anyway, we got some election stuff I want to talk about here a little bit, and then we're going to get into California politics. We're going to come up to a break, but I wanted to, first of all, this whole thing, it's kind of an interesting race. I've been watching. This is the Republican race in Georgia. And what's been going on there with Kemp and Abrams. And this is the headline that came out of Breitbart this morning. Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp is leading Democrat Stacey Abrams in a new poll just days before the Georgia governor's election. Kemp has broken away with a 12-point lead against Abrams in a Trafalgar Group poll of about 3,200 likely voters in Georgia. The poll reveals that nearly 50% of the voters are decided on Kemp, while only 35% for Abrams. Another nearly 3% of voters say they are leaning towards voting for Kemp, while 4.2% are leaning towards Abrams. Less than 4% of voters are undecided. Wow, that's a small number for undecided. But Kemp decidedly leading here. What's Oprah to do, girlfriend? I don't know. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, the Stacey Abrams thing, this is where Oprah Winfrey, you know, Oprah, one of the orca, Oprah Winfrey, not Orca Winfrey, or Oprah. Don't disparage the woman. Anyway, the Stacey Abrams thing in Georgia, she'd be the first black governor, you know, which plaudits for that, obviously. And, but there's a little hitch in the giddy-up. And this is from an article that came out by Breitbart. And they came out on the 4th. It came out yesterday. And now it's a little bit old. It's a little bit long in the tooth on some of the storyline. But it explains, perhaps, because this article, as it was put up, Real Clear Politics poll tracking showed Kemp up by 1 point and labels the contest a toss-up. Now, when was that poll is the key. Now, this obviously there's more to the plot, so I'm holding back. What day was this poll? What is the day of the poll? What is the day of the poll? Give me a date. Date of the 3rd. Came out. The Trafalgar Group had this thing a long ways. So, tie. Atlanta Journal-Constitution had it a tie. Real Clear Politics by 1 point. Trafalgar Group was up by a lot. So, polls are different, obviously. However, this is the big however. These pictures surfaced with the Black Panthers supporting her. And, I mean, these are really some incredible pictures with some very heavy armament going on here by some of the Black Panther folks here. It says, Breitbart News has obtained photographs of members of the new Black Panther Party wielding weapons and holding signs supporting Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, a leftist who hopes to be the first black female governor in Georgia. Says this comes on the heels of Oprah Winfrey's visit to the state on Abrams' behalf, where she said the Democrat refuses to allow the sacrifices of those that were lynched and oppressed to be in vain. God, you know, this past history, I mean, the last time we saw lynching was what? I mean, really? Seriously? I know. And then they extrapolate it out. It's all about, you know, the police officer shooting blacks and all this stuff. And that's the storyline. And we all hate blacks and kill police officers. The hatred just kind of continues, right? So you manifest it. So Oprah comes out and makes these kind of statements. I mean, that's old history. What about the real issues in Georgia? Let's focus on the here and now and the real issues in Georgia. We can't forget the past. Listen. The past gave us the future. Let's talk about the future. Huh? Hello? And what is it here and now? That's kind of... Anyway, I don't want to get on that. So you have these Black Panther guys all strutting their stuff with the big, heavy armament. Same guys, it looks like. You know, same five guys, and they're holding up Stacey Abrams for governor signs. They're ubiquitous in their signage with this, and these guys are strutting around, patrolling the streets, they say. Really? Ray Mulhoney, Kemp for Governor spokesman, has no doubt about the origin of the images, he said. It's no surprise that the militant Black Panthers are armed and patrolling the streets of Georgia for Stacey Abrams. The Black Panthers are a radical hate group and a racist and anti-Semitic agenda. Oh, anti-Semitic. Such as termites, right? Louis Farrakhan, Barack Hussein Obama. They are dangerous and encourage violence against our men and women in uniform. Stacey Abrams should immediately denounce the Black Panthers and their hateful record of racism. She should stand against and condemn their attempts to intimidate hardworking Georgia voters just days before the election. The Georgia governor's race is one of the most hotly contested races. Vice President Pence stumped for Kemp. I heard Oprah is in town today, Pence said in a rally. I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door. And the Black Panthers support her. And she hasn't denounced it. That's the problem. It's like you can't denounce Louis Farrakhan for calling the termite thing, right? I didn't hear Oprah. By the way, and somebody said something. I heard it and said, well, that's just kind of racist. But where's the racism here? When the only time Oprah Winfrey has ever stumped for a candidate, it's been one of these radicalized blacks, such as Stacey Abrams. Or Barack Hussein Obama. And Louis, does she ever denounce Louis Farrakhan? In other words, nobody else, you haven't heard her stumping for a Hispanic, an Asian, or God forbid, a white person. And, you know, when I heard that, I thought, you know, again, let's leave that. But, you know, you can't avoid the obvious, right? And if that's the case, there's a problem, I think. If it's not the case, we'll pull back. But if it's that's the case, Oprah's got some issues, which I think we all know she does, you know, by her adamant support for anything not Trump or anything not white. I mean, that's a problem for her. That's her problem. And she's a billionaire. Oh, out of Chicago. It's funny how they all come from Chicago, isn't it? Now, that's not a racist statement. It's just that's a fact. Chicago. Illinois. How is that new Illinois group doing out there? Are you hearing me? Yeah, there's a new California group called the New Illinois group that's formed. And they're forming a new state for Illinois. I bet you didn't know that. Maybe you don't know that, but that's true. They're taking our lead, which, you know, we welcome that. We think that's great. We think that's absolutely great. Okay, so getting on to some other things, I wanted to talk about what's going on in California. We got a bunch of races that are happening, and where's our Agenda 21 radio? We got some stories there. Come on, brother, get it there. I'm sorry, I'm flipping around because we've been putting stories up. Stories have been popping up here. Chris Street's got some stories for us on Agenda 21 radio. Ah. This is kind of interesting. A couple of big races. How is California 10? Okay, District 10. Bay Area dumps another $500,000 into flip GOP Central Valley seat. This is the kind of stuff that that goes on in my world here in California, but it has all the impact in the import nationally. And I want to go through a bunch of these. You have Central Valley seats that are big. And I believe that there's a red wave in California. Like, you can't believe. I'm just telling you that because we came out and declared independence on the 15th of January. And man, have we been flooded with everybody and their mother calling New California. We hate what we're seeing. And we're getting Democrats like crazy. And by the way, it's Democrats from the preponderance of them have been from the Bay Area here in the last, I'd say, 6 weeks. Bay Area. Now, we're not going to take these counties, of course, in New California. That's not going to happen. We've taken Alameda, the rural portion of Alameda, into New California because it was a border issue, and that's clearly, it's all rural. It's all just, you know, farmers and ranchers and a lot of vineyards, if you know what I mean. So a lot of that going on out there. So we're happy to take that. But the other part, no, nine yet, nada. So that whole Bay Area can stay together. And San Francisco is not coming on board. Absolutely not. God, we're going to run out of time. I'm having too much fun, so we're running up against a break right now. I've got to take it. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things and something that happened in San Francisco to tell you that maybe, yeah, San Francisco. Did the mayor do something conservative? I'm shocked. I'm shocked to see redness going on. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. Okay, so this is our own Chris Street. This is an interesting article about the 10th District. Bay Area dumps another $500,000, another half a million, to flip Central Valley seat. Now, this is a big race. This is showing you how the Democrats are so desperate, and whether or not this is going to pan out, I don't know. But we got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to cover here about California, how important this is. I believe, now keep this in mind, there's 53 seats for the House of Representatives in California. Okay? 14 are Republican, 39 are Democrat. Okay. Now that is what Jerry Brown, the legacy, all this other stuff, Hillary, Obama, all this brought everybody, right? That value. Now keep this in mind. I believe the red wave is going to carry forward for we are going to advance in the conservative side with another 16 seats to make it 30. I think there's going to be a big flip in California. That's what I think. I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, it's because there's probably a lot of corruption going on in various places. However, I believe that in the non-rural areas, in the urbanized areas of California, anything can happen there because the voting is very unstable, very, very unstable in terms of corruption. I do believe that in the hinterlands, the rural areas, of New California areas, it's quite stout in terms of being honest. Your county clerks and so on, registrar, they're all honest for the most part. So there's a possibility. This is where the possibility comes up. If it's an honest, fair fight in these rural areas, then we come out big in terms of seats for the House. That's what I believe. Now, this race here is right in the heart and soul of this rural area business, okay, where Jeff Denham is. It says the Bay Area kicked in another $500,000 to Democratic challenger John Harder's campaign in October. And it's kind of interesting about this guy, Harder. In an all-out effort to flip Central Valley 10th District House seat held by Republican incumbent Jeff Denham, first-time Democratic candidate Josh Harder, whose main political pledge is Medicare for All, had raised a stunning $7 million for his 2018 campaign for that U.S. House seat in the mostly rural Stanislaus County through October 17th, according to Open Secrets. Despite Republican Jeff Denham being a fixture of the local community as a two-term state senator and four-term U.S. congressman, he only raised $4 million, about 60% of what Harder raised through October 17th, according to Open Secrets. Although Democratic Harder went to Modesto High School, he graduated from Stanford. Listen to this. He went to Modesto. He graduated from Stanford, received dual master's degrees from Harvard Business School and Harvard Kennedy School of Public Policy, and worked for the Gates Foundation. There you go. That's where it's off the rails. Harder has not voted in the Central Valley's 10th District since 2008 and was registered to vote in Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco District in 2016. Aha! Harder changed his registration from San Francisco to Stanislaus 5 months before filing for Congress. The outsider strategy worked with San Francisco, San Jose, New York, Oakland, and Washington, D.C. as Harder's top five metropolitan contribution areas. Harder only raised $130,000, about 2.3% from his home district, according to Open Secrets. The massive funding difference allowed Democratic Harder to spend over $6 million to Republican Denham's $3.2 million through mid-October. Now, this is where Gallo Wines is in Stanislaus, in Modesto. You've heard of Gallo Wines, right? Okay, so it's a huge rural farming area and a lot of wine. Excuse me. I have to have some water right now. Isn't that interesting? But Denham's campaign highlighted on Saturday that Harder had pulled in over $500,000 from Bay Area donors during October to continue spending his way to victory. The Denham campaign pointed out that over $3.4 million, or almost half of Harder's cash, came from the Bay Area, including over $1 million from San Francisco. The Denham campaign complained that Harder had been staffing his local effort with over 1,000 swing left San Francisco volunteers driving over 90 miles along 580 Interstate to sway the rural voters. Swing Left is advertising on Facebook that they are providing busing in last days of campaign to saturate Stanislaus County farming communities with even more urban community organizers. Get it? Here come the buses. Republican Jeff Denham stated in a press release that he believes urban Democrats' efforts to flip his seat is directly tied to his successful initiative to convince Republican President Donald Trump to issue an executive order to stop the 100 million gallon state water grab that has favored fish over farmers. I've enlisted the administration to bring water to the valley while Bay Area liberals work to steal our water. Ballotpedia reported that earlier polls revealed a lead for Harder, but the race is closed to a dead heat. The Cook Report rates California's 10th congressional district as one of 28 Republican seats rated as a toss-up, and Cook estimates that Democrats need to win 14 of the GOP toss-up seats to gain control of the House. See, I don't think that's going to happen, but they're pouring money at it. That's my point. This is how valuable these kind of toss-ups, and they want Denham out. They want Denham gone. Adios, amigo. That's what they want. And that's only one seat where this is all happening. Only one. This all, by the way, is right in the thick of things with New California, Stanislaus. Right in the thick of it for New California. It's obviously why we put this article up there, right? And it's all about water. Now, here's another thing. This is a flash to everybody. This is a big one. This is a big one. The San Francisco mayor. I mean, shocking. Listen to this. And again, water in California is king. Absolute king. And this is the war that's going on with New California and the others. It says, shock, San Francisco mayor vetoes board, sides with conservatives on Bay Delta plan. What? The plan would require rivers in the San Joaquin Valley to maintain an average of 40% of unimpeded flow during the spring months. That would take water from farmers and also from San Francisco, which relies on the watershed. Some 85% of the water used by San Francisco and its suburbs comes from Hetch Hetchy Reservoir in Tuolumne County, on the Tuolumne River, which is the waterway most likely to be affected by the Bay Delta plan. San Francisco Public Utilities opposes the plan, as do farming interests and community incentives, but environmentalists and fishing interests support the plan. And what did she do? She vetoed it. What? When we come back, a liberal mayor in San Francisco does vetoes? What? I'm telling you, the red wave is here. And those blue drops will be, well, tears.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Yeah, we're looking at this story about this San Francisco mayor vetoes board and sides with conservatives on Bay Delta plan. The plan requires the rivers in the San Joaquin Valley to maintain an average of 40% of unimpeded flow during the spring months. That would take water from farmers, also from San Francisco, which relies on the watershed. Some 85% of the water used by the San Francisco and its suburbs comes from the Hetchesi Tuolumne River area, and most likely would be affected by the Delta plan. San Francisco Public Utility opposes the plan, as do farmer interests in the central, but environmentalists, of course, support it. The State Water Resources Board, which will hold a vote on Wednesday, conveniently one day after midterms, several Central Valley politicians of both parties, especially Republicans, and notably Jeff Denham of the 10th, have vigorously opposed the Delta plan, calling it a water grab. But the San Francisco mayor vetoed the whole thing. Huh, isn't that amazing? We want the same outcome for the Bay Delta, a healthy ecosystem, and both supports fish, blah, blah, blah. She said in a statement, this is the mayor, Breed, in a statement of the San Francisco Chronicle, but it is deeply irresponsible for San Francisco to take a position that would jeopardize our water supply. Huh. Okay. Really? She sides with conservatives. There's something going on here. It says, Mayor Breed vetoes supervisor's resolution that supported state river plan. Something wrong. Says San Francisco Mayor London Breed broke her silence on California's latest water war on Friday, this last Friday, saying she wouldn't support a state river restoration plan that would mean giving up some of the city's pristine Hetch Hetchy water. In addition, to an unexpected announcement, Breed vetoed a resolution passed unanimously by the Board of Supervisors earlier this week that offered the city's blessings for little-known but far-reaching state initiative. The city's now conflicting position on the matter, which are unlikely to be resolved by the before the State Water Board takes up its plan, this is going to be the thing on Wednesday, to protect degraded rivers and threatened salmon, underscores the emerging divide at City Hall over how much environmental concern should interfere with Bay Area water supplies. The Bay Delta Plan calls for the limiting the draws of cities and farms from California's waterways to prevent the state prevent what the state sees as an impeding collapse of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. The estuary is the hub of the state's river water flows, an ecological hotspot. But she vetoes it. She vetoes it. That is something else. That is something else. And you wonder why. Well, listen. Conservatives are making sense to some of these people who think that the state overreach has just absolutely gone too far. Hello? That's what we've been saying for a long time. Heck yes, it's the state overreach has gone too far. That's why we want to have a new state, New California. It's called totalitarianism, is what it really is called. And some of these people, even London Breed, that's her name, San Francisco mayor, sees that. But I'm telling you, what we've been getting from people from San Francisco, of all places, is this whole rollback of what we're of Sacramento. The revolt against Sacramento is brewing. Now, this is the bottom line, and people have been talking about this for a long time. We've been speculating on who's going to be the winner, who's going to be the loser, who's for governor and all that stuff. And we're saying John Cox. Of course, John Cox is the plant. Just like Neil Kashkari was the plant in 2014, the monoparty system is at play here, and that's California really is so obviously corrupt in terms of its elections that people aren't even campaigning and spending money on campaigns. That's the dirty little secret out here. There's no campaigning going on for governor here. Gavin Newsom, or John Cox. I mean, that's it. That's your choice. Have you ever watched paint dry? Well, have you? It's pretty boring. Just watch it dry. Put some slather it up there on the wall and watch it dry. That's John Cox. And then talk about vacuous personalities and the inability to think on his feet. That's Gavin Newsom. That's his answers to most things. That's Gavin. So this is what you're going to get. Paint drying and that's it. That's your choice for governor? Are you kidding me? So that's why. Listen, how can I make this up? 40 million people in the state of California. And the governor's race is here. Do you think that just stands right up with the presidential campaign, right? Not in California. No! They hide you. Listen, it's a secret. California's having an election. It's not happening. Shh. And why? Well, because we don't want people to find out about the election scamming and everything else. We're totalitarian. We're monoparty totalitarians. We don't want anything. So what you do is we're going to have a debate, gubernatorial debate. It's going to be on PBS. Shh, don't tell anybody. 9 o'clock on a Monday. And we can all watch the paint dry together. A one-hour debate. The moderator was clearly on Gavin Newsom's side. And that's it. No TV. No TV for us. We couldn't even see it. One debate. And it wasn't even a debate. It was just watching paint dry and all the time. Listen, when the fix is in, why spend money on a campaign? And that's basically the way it's been in California. Hello? Hello? Anybody out there for a campaign? Not in California. It's a hidden secret. Shh. We'll be back.
1-800-981-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and also New California State.com. A state for you. I mean, really, seriously, it is a state for you. It's a state of the future. And we have to get the idea out there because we know that what it will do is change the paradigm in California and the nation. And we think it's going to happen. In fact, we know it's going to happen. Anyway. Visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, for all the different news and information and contribute. We'd love your donation because it keeps us going. And we are going, like it, ready or not. We are absolutely going. And we're organizing in such a fashion that it will happen. A lot of people on board with it and a lot of people talking about it. That's the way you get it going. And clarity is coming for New California. So newcaliforniastate.com. Press the donate button and help us out. Okay, so anyway, a lot of other things going on. We're going to talk a little bit more about New California and also some other things going on in the nation. Some of the voting things that are happening out there. California is a hotbed. It's a bevy of... actually, California's votes might even count this year. Huh. But I think the red wave is here. I may be surprised by the blue drops, but I have more confidence in the people than that. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.